This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Tim Flaherty, who is a Beverly City Councilor-elect, former City Councilor-at-Large in the City of Beverly, returning to the Council on January 2nd, 2018. Unbelievable, 2018. But Tim, I know folks are waiting on the recount. So the recount is over and you're in.
Right. Yep, we won by a big margin, 14 votes.
Yeah. So that 14 votes didn't change then from before
did it? It actually went from 11 to 14.
Oh, okay. So that's good. So you built up that big lead.
Yeah, exactly.
But a win is a win, I guess, right?
And
right.
So I'm just glad to be back in there, having two incumbents, and I beat one. I was very fortunate to get back in there. So having been off for a number of years and trying to get back in there is a difficult feat. So I'm just glad to be back in.
Yeah. And obviously no stranger to the Beverly scene, for sure, Tim Flaherty. So, Tim, as you look at what's ahead this year, what is ahead this year for the council in Beverly?
We have a lot of, scenarios that, trying to obviously be more efficient. People look at city government sometimes as spending too much money. We need to kind of do a good job of being more efficient and working with our schools. I know the schools are always looking for money, and we need to give them, the appropriate amount so they can be, have a good school system. Yeah. But also other things I've been talking about is trying to find housing, not only affordable housing, but also affordable housing for young adults and people trying to move into the city for the first time or stay in Beverly, but also senior citizens trying to stay in Beverly and not go into other communities that they've been in all their life. So just trying to find the balance and growth. Obviously it brings in tax revenue, but you also want to have that balance and growth to have a livable Beverly.
And I think that's a big issue, Tim, I think with a lot of communities. I'm not saying all of them are addressing it, but I think it is a big issue for seniors to stay in their community because there's so many options now for, that population is there now and it's growing.
Absolutely.
And that they're and folks are looking for other places to maybe go, even though they would love to stay if they're in Beverly.
Right. And Beverly is not alone. And Beverly's done a good job with the affordable housing piece. I mean, the state wants us to be at least 10% affordable housing. And Beverly's at right now about 12%, which I think, but other communities surrounding us need to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
And they need to kind of help out with that affordable housing issue. But you're right, though. It's not just, people who don't have the means. It's senior citizens looking to find ways. And we need to be kind of creative, not do the same thing we've always done for the past 30, 40 years. Find zoning that changes zoning that allows in-law apartments, that allows more family housing grouped together, that people haven't thought about that in years past.
Yeah. Okay, so there's that issue. Anything else? I mean, you mentioned the schools before, and, I'm looking at the economy. Let's say the economy does take off. I'm thinking in a city, though, your economy may not reflect that bounce as such because you're relying on property taxes, which aren't going to change
right. All
that much. They're going to be what they are, to be honest with you. And so even though the business economy might pick up, it may not be reflected in tax revenues for a city opposed to the state.
Right. Well, it's interesting. Beverly just had an influx of $1 million because of all the new growth they had. It was unanticipated. Oh. Then they did the budget. And they just spent that money. The city council did it in December, just a few weeks ago. And they already appropriated some of that money. I guess they had to spend it now or basically lose it. So they basically put money into the schools, one-time costs and fixing up the track, building some softball fields. Those things are important to do, but you want to be able to, the money you spent, you want to make sure it's put to good use.
Yeah. Capital improvements. I'm not in the city, but I know the middle school is coming online soon. When does that open up?
This should open up in the fall. This next year. And it's an important piece because now you have a complete picture. You have all the elementary schools that have been built. Now you have a brand new high school and now a brand new middle school. And whether you have kids in school or not, it helps property values. So if you are a senior citizen and you're looking to go into an apartment or senior housing, you're able to sell your house with good value because people are wanting to come into Beverly because they look at the school system and look at the city as good financial situation where maybe some other city towns are not. That's an important piece to kind of look at.
And with the growing economy, home values would also increase as well for sellers in that regard. But initially we were talking about people that wanted to stay, kind of, what I'm saying, in the community.
Right. Again, it's a balance. You want to be able to kind of, even myself, I'm fortunate enough to buy a house many years ago with my wife. But now I have four children, one of them graduate and the three of them are in college right now. In a few short years, They're going to be looking to, you know, getting a condo or buying a house in Beverly. I want to be able to show they can afford to do that.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with Tim Flaherty, counselor at large elect for the city of Beverly, returning to the council after being off for, I guess, about 8 years or so. Tim, any other particular highlights, maybe as a closing question, not highlights, but agenda items that you think are important for the council moving ahead into 2018?
Well, it's important, like we talked about the schools a little bit, about when I was there, we consolidated the DPW with the school's DPW to try to have it more efficiently. I think we can do some things that cities and towns don't always ordinarily do. I think we have to think outside the box and do things differently. And I think the idea of my experience of 12 years on the council, having been council president, having seen what we did right and what we didn't do so well, is try to use some of that experience to help some of this council and balance it with the mayor.
You know, I know some towns, there's been regionalization of some services, which you would expect with like 911 service or things like that, which lend themselves to that. Are there things going on there for regionalization with, say, not just, you know, consolidating within Beverly, but surrounding communities around Beverly?
Right. I don't believe, I know in the fire department they do, they have the reverse, you know, not the reverse 911, but they have the fire departments helping each other out.
Yeah.
I don't really do that with police department, but they've talked about doing it with purchasing.
Right.
You know, I know that for the Y that I work for, we have a shared purchasing, so we get a better cost in return on our services. I don't believe the cities are, and I know City of Beverly is not doing that right now, but we should be looking at shared services, you know, with purchasing, even things like what we're trying to do in the city with IT, with HR, those type of, you know, departments that we can kind of, even within our own city, can, you know, with the schools, can share services. Yeah. There's nothing we can't do in other cities and towns. We should be able to do that.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Tim, good talking with you, and good luck. Good luck on the council.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to getting back there.
Yeah. Tim Flaherty, counselor at large elect in the city of Beverly, here on MSO News Sports.